This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Consumer of information and conversation, and with that in mind, you've come to the right place. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen. Find us all on Twitter at DJV Show in the Collaborative, at Jennifer Horn individually, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Here to romp our way through some of the important business news, other than the effect the hurricane is having on all these businesses in Houston and around Texas. There's some general news that may be distressful. Is that the right word? Distressing or whatever. It's upsetting to see Sears falling apart, Kmart falling apart, 28 more stores closing. This is one of the great American symbols of retail, in my mind. As a kid, he always, and as an adult, I bought all of my stuff at Sears. And when the same guy, Eddie Lambert, who's the hedge fund guy, took over the Kmart stores about 12 years ago, and then, 8 or 9 years ago, he took over Sears, they aren't merchants, they're real estate people. And so they don't know how to run these stores. They keep selling off Craftsman, you know, that kind of stuff. And so now they've announced more closures. This on top of the 180 Sears and Kmart locations that are already been closed this year. Company announced that another 150 stores will close during this part of the year. So now they have 1,250 stores left in the U.S. 650 of them are Sears, 610 are Kmart. A year ago they had 709 Sears stores and 883 Kmart stores. So who shops? Who do you know? Do you? Or do people you know shop at Sears? I still go into Sears for tools, that kind of stuff. I haven't been at a Kmart about 15 years. So I don't even know what Kmart is. It just another cheapy joint to get crap? Is that all Kmart is?
Well, I think it's on par with, you know, Walmart and Target. I mean, they offer a different thing. I just, there's no there's really not a Kmart near me anymore. So
yeah,
I don't
close.
So if they're on par with Walmart, how did Walmart get their, walk away with their jockstrap?
I think a little cheaper. I mean, I think Target caters to maybe a little higher end crowd, and Walmart's a little cheaper than Kmart. So Kmart, I think, got left out kind of in the cold. But, you know, I did go to Sears. I bought, I'm telling you, great things. I do appliances. I know you're not a big fan of Kenmore anymore, Doug, but I actually still will buy some appliances at Sears. But they have great artificial Christmas trees. So I buy my...
You're not like that.
Yeah, I've gotten two, actually,
really?
Over the course of the time that I've lived in this house, and they're great. Fantastic.
So about 400 jobs affected here and there. They lost $251 million. You would never, the old management of Sears would never have done that. But you got to wonder about other stores like that. Kohl's, it seems to me, is somewhat similar. JCPenney has closed a lot of stores too, right? And it's all because of online shopping.
Yeah, Kohl's is a little bit different because Kohl's, I think they got a little bit smarter with celebrity collaborations. Jennifer Lopez has an exclusive line of clothes there.
Yeah.
Lauren Conrad from the MTV type generation, she has.
Doesn't
that
Ellen have a deal with JCPenney? Don't I remember that?
Ellen,
the
Jenner's,
you know, with JCPenney?
She had a clothing line. I don't remember where, and I don't think it really went anywhere.
Yeah, really? she has a furniture line, and she has a Petco line. My dogs have pretty much everything from the Ellen Petco line. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
And then her furniture line is, I forget, I want to say Thomasville. You know that chain of stores? So, yeah, I don't know that she had, I think you're right, Jen, she did have some sort of a clothing thing, but it didn't really last.
No. Yeah.
Well, it's too bad.
But the difference between Walmart and Kmart, and I've never been to a Walmart, but I know that
You've never been inside of a Walmart?
No, I didn't grow up near one. I've never been to one. There was a Kmart near me that we used to get, you know, all kinds of stuff at.
Kmart was called something else first, and I'm trying to remember they were. Somebody will send me a note at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Kmart was something else. For when I was a kid, it wasn't called Kmart. It was called Kresge's. It was the Kresge stores. K-R-E-S, Krez, G-E. Krez-G.
So then they just shortened it to the K?
Yep.
To make it easier?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that Kmart did, or didn't do, that Walmart did, Walmart added groceries. And so Walmart became a one-stop destination for a lot of families, and Walmarts are in such rural locations that when the family has to drive an hour and a half to the closest thing, and it's a Walmart, they get their groceries and they get all their supplies all in one.
So does Target do well with groceries? I know they sell them as well. How well does
Target has a very... I was in Target last weekend. It has a very limited section, but it's great if you need to pick up some staples.
Anytime I go into Target, I'm all... It's very clean.
Yeah, it's always clean. It smells good. The Walmart has the fast food in the front, so you already walk in and you smell that. But the one thing about Target groceries, they have a ton. Actually, in my Target, it's the expanded grocery Target, the Super Target, or whatever they call it. The only thing that they miss is they don't have a lot of produce. So you can get granola bars and nuts and frozen food and dairy, but you can't get
that at Costco.
Yeah. It's just when you're in a hurry, I mean, that's why I love Amazon Fresh so much, is that when you're in a hurry, you need to go to one place to get everything. And so that's what steers me away
from
some place.
But you can't get it then. It has to be shipped to you.
Right.
But it's
overnight, sometimes same day if you plan for it. I mean, the problem with me, I love going to Trader Joe's for groceries. But I can't buy toilet paper or paper towels or cat food. I mean, you can, but it's not the stuff that you want.
Mm. Right.
All right, next in the biz news department, the focus on a company called, is it 11 Honoraire? How do you pronounce that?
Honoraire.
Because they have now come out with a new line for the majority of American women. 67% of women in America wear size 14 or more, or larger. It hasn't meant that they are catered. Wasn't it Lord and Taylor? No, who was it? Is it Lord & Taylor that used to cater to larger women?
Lane Bryant.
Yeah, Lord & Taylor's a department store.
Okay. So, anyway, this company aims to change the way women... is this because of the what's the lady that's made so much, this swimsuit model?
Ashley Graham.
Yeah, is that because of her and the impact she's had? I mean, I think this is appropriate because I happen to be...
I think she's had a significant impact on fashion and on consumerism, and I think she's been an ambassador, and it's been great. And I think other people like Leslie Jones from SNL, when she was at the Ghostbusters premiere, and no one would dress her, and then Christian Siriano, the designer, came in at the last minute and said, "I'm happy to dress you." Yeah. Christian Siriano is one of these. He has a line that is that he makes for Lane Bryant that's on a much lower end than his runway stuff. So he's already kind of at the forefront of that. And so this is a high-end design.
Is this expensive
website.
Clothing?
These are some high-end designs, which don't exist anywhere. There is no place that you can get anything from the runway that's in a size larger than 6.
So this is 10 and above.
Yeah.
Looks like.
I was reading an article about Ashley Graham the other day, and she didn't go to the Met Gala a year ago because no designer would dress her.
Isn't that so sad?
She's like, I can't. I know. I mean, and here she is representing. I mean, she looks great compared to most women you see walking down the street.
Attractive.
She looks great. Yes, and so, it seems just so ridiculous that the designers haven't caught on to the fact that not everybody is a coat hanger.
Man.
And, it's funny. This year she stole the show at the Met Gala, and H&M dressed her. So H&M has a plus size division, and they went and made a beautiful custom gown for her. So there are a lot of other retailers who are being smart about it, and for whatever reason, the designers, and you're right, Doug, they're just being snooty, and they want coat hangers wearing their clothes.
Tell me what, either men or women, what's right or best for me. Who the hell are you?
Right.
From a business point of view, with women's size just going up, whether it's right or wrong or good or bad, people are just bigger people. Is it smart from a business perspective for these designers to keep denying people over a size 10? I mean, the average woman is a size 14. So why would you deny yourself that business? It just doesn't seem very smart.
Right.
All right. Next up in the business department, a focus on flexible hours and schedules, especially helpful for mothers who are working, as new research out suggesting women are significantly less likely to reduce their hours after having children if they are able to work in a flex schedule. This is nothing but smart, and it ought not to just be a focus on new moms. There ought to be flex schedules everywhere. It makes no sense to me or anybody else who's got any common sense to have people sitting in our major cities. My son was talking to me the other day when he was driving in Massachusetts traffic. He says it's getting as bad here as it is in L.A. And it is everywhere. And it's because of the number of people. We got too many people, too many cars. Everybody's going to work at the same time. It's an atrocity. It's outrageous craziness. You spread the work around and start, if you have a 24-hour business, then you start a shift every hour. And there are plenty of companies now that have expanded schedules. I mean, this is nuts. And when you offer, the good thing about this is when you offer women who are new moms the flexible work options, they see a big difference in the amount of productivity and interest in jobs. And moms are not stressed out as much, so... It just seems like common sense to me.
I have friends who, friends who have flexible work where, like, one day a week they're allowed to work from home. And every single one of them says that's the most productive day they have.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable how much more you squeeze in. If you work a solid 4 hours and you don't look up from your computer, that's the equivalent of an 8-hour day in an office where you're distracted and you're talking to people and you go out for lunch. And then, I mean, I've been in both situations, and it's I thought at first when I started working from home that I would be distracted or I'd be watching TV, and I'm so much more focused when I'm at home than I'm in that social type environment.
Yeah, I've worked for myself for most of my life and have since the 1980s had an office other than what I have in my home or in my car or in my truck or it's a phone. That's it.
I don't know if I could trust myself working at home all the time.
I didn't think I could either because I am easily distracted, but I'm surprised.
I just have the point on. All right, question. Is any job better than no job? Most people will tell you, my father certainly would, any job is better than no job. Get a job. Well, that's the
Did he say that often to you? Get a job, Stephen.
No, because I was always working. He never had to push me, but it was, I could hear it in, you know, every once in a while, whether I liked the job or I didn't like the job, I had a job. I always wanted my own money. I always wanted to be independent. I didn't want to be dependent on even a quarter allowance. I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I swept out school buses when I was 8 years old. Got 50 cents a bus. A lot of studies have found that the long-term unemployed have at least twice the rate of depression and anxiety and higher rates of heart attacks. So it would seem to me, if you use that as a precursor for judging whether any job is better than no job, the answer is yeah, it is. Because you don't go through the same thing. When men are laid off, risk of dying doubles. Wow. And there are a lot of those sorts of things happening when there are recessions like we had in 2008. Now, there's a little more complication to that, according to a new study that says any job is better than no job. At least it complicates the idea when it comes to health. Some jobs might only make things worse and make you sicker. So if you don't like your job, apparently, if I get this right, Victoria, if you don't like your job, you get a horrible job, horrible boss, you're likely to be sicker than if you don't have a job at all.
Yeah.
I can kind of understand that.
I mean, there's so many, I think there's different types of stresses that come with it. You know, there's an immense amount of stress and depression that comes with being unemployed.
Yeah.
And then, but then if you accept a job that's like a low paying, let's say if you're unemployed and you are used to working in an office and then you're forced to pretty much take a minimum wage type job. If it's a step down from what you were doing, I think that's the discrepancy.
I find that for mental health, though, people, especially if they get older, need to have a job, have something to do.
Yeah, to keep your, so, whether keep it's, your, yeah, no matter how much the money, but just to keep your,
self-respect.
Feel like you have something to do, a purpose.
Looking for a job? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it for free. How do you like that? I just thought I'd throw it in.
Nice.
You catch me. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Put your job there and get a job there. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand bay. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red Herring. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? I have a little gun. Get mine and get my gun. Red will have you trade for the morning come.
Dave, you recognize Blake Shelton. That's who this is. And a new live EP that's been released. It's called Live. Hey, that's pretty clever. Recorded during a show at Nashville's Wild Horse Saloon. In the midst of the CMA Music Festival. So what do you just go into the bar and start singing?
That would be awesome, by the way.
But they would have to have it set up so they're recording things, so it must have been planned to a point, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. He had posted a video where he was in the car and he was riding up to the venue in Austin, the Wild Horse Saloon, and It's a stage. It's not really a bar. It's a music venue. But he pulled some people off the street and was signing autographs and invited people off the street to come see the show, which is really cool. He seems like that kind of guy, though.
Yeah.
Is this an old song, Jennifer? Right, Old Red.
This is one of his original hits. Yeah. He still plays it in his live shows, though. It's a favorite of the crowd.
Yeah.
Old Red.
George Jones has a version. Kenny Rogers has a version as well. He is likable and he's smart. That's after you just said what you did about bringing people in. That's the way you get people to like you. You bring them in. He brings them in on the TV show. I don't watch The Voice, but he seems very likable. Yeah.
Well, because he doesn't seem to put on airs. I mean, you feel like he's the guy who actually lives in Oklahoma, who just likes to go hunting and fishing and drink a beer. And he doesn't seem to be Hollywood, which is why I think people like him so much.
So the judges on The Voice this year, Miley Cyrus, Jennifer Hudson, and Adam Levine with him. Is that right?
That's right. And I heard there's trouble in paradise because Gwen is actually considering joining American Idol.
Wow.
And Kelly Clarkson's going to be on The Voice. Wow.
Yeah.
Dun.
Wow. Dun, 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 dun. All right, next up, musically, because this is the musical portion of every hour. Here's a focus on Austin, Texas. Not because of the hurricane, although they're getting a lot of rain there. It's not as bad as the circumstances certainly used to be. This is an unlikely pairing, it seems to me. When you think about when you think about Austin, you don't necessarily think about Led Zeppelin or Robert Plant. However, there's a group in Austin that has petitioned the city for the highway named after General Robert E. Lee to be renamed Robert Plant Highway in honor of one of his big former residents. Petition reads, Austin, hippie kingdom, liberal oasis, snowflake land, call us whatever. Here, we're weird, we're gay, we're feminist, we're black, we're Latino. Our boobs do not need a bra, and our streets, well, actually our streets might need some help. Why is this still here? And then the image of the Robert E. Lee road sign comes up. This isn't us. If anything, we're more like Robert Plant. The dude actually lived here. Aren't we the live music capital of the world after all? Then why not Robert Plant Road? So who thinks this is a good idea?
I mean, it does make sense that it would be named after someone who's musical. It doesn't have to be Robert Plant, but I mean, Austin has such an incredible history of music.
Right. City
It'd be like having
member.
Memphis without an Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It seems like it should be there.
Yeah.
Yep. Live there with Patty Griffin. I don't know her. What's?
I think she's a folk singer, songwriter type. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, there we go. The lady on the city council who wants to bring this up and work it through says we're going to keep at it. So it'll be interesting to see if they shake that off. Right? As much of a moniker as it is for them. 28 minutes after the hour on the DJV Experience.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
I've been taking One World Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
All right, 34 at the hour now. It's in the now. We're in the now here on the DJB Experience. Hello, I'm Doug. And say hello, if you will, please, to Jennifer over there.
Hello.
And Victoria over here.
Hello.
And then there's Kara down there. How do
hello.
You do?
Hello.
Hello, and how do you do? So I want to continue a thread here for a moment. We were talking about jobs. If you want to hear, I imagine this will make it into the podcast, or you can listen to the entire hour. There are two ways of doing it. Podcast is on blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. Has all the highlights of every single program, every single day. Thanks to the skill and hard work of Kara, it's there for you every day, blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. If you want to listen to the entire program, it's at, over on TuneIn Radio. At Doug Steffen Now. Just search TuneIn Radio when you get there on your computer or mobile device or whatever. Search for Doug Steffen Now. And you'll hear our conversation, if you didn't hear it, of the jobs report and whether or not you actually feel better if you have a job or you don't have a job. You could be depressed more if you're in a job you don't like, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I decided we ought to focus on how to feel happier, period, following on the heels of that story. There are studies on top of studies on top of studies that have shown that the ability to embrace your negative feelings can provide a lot of benefits. And if you let yourself feel badly, you may be happier. Let yourself acknowledge your emotions, acknowledge your feelings. Men especially can't seem to be able to do that. If you accept all your emotions without judgment, very difficult to do. But if you are among the people who do that, you're less likely to be negative, less likely to try to suppress mental experiences, less likely to experience negative, what they call meta-emotional reactions, being upset, worry, whatever. Because, you know, worry is foolishness. 99% of the things, come on, admit it to yourself. The things that you fuss about. Jennifer's a worrier. I don't know. Victoria, I don't know how much of a worrier you are. You kind of just kind of
blow. I don't think Jen's a worrier.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes,
really?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, you hide it well. You don't come across as someone who ruminates on stuff.
No. I'm anxiety central, baby.
Yeah. So, but how do we fix that, Jennifer? How do we make you, and I use that word, I ought
drugs.
Not to use that word.
Drugs.
Fix, I've been a fixer.
Wine.
The pro.
Yeah, right.
Mixed with wine.
A lot of people do that. So, here's the way, this is, and I guess an example of us trying to help people help themselves. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
There's a study exploring the link between your acceptance of negativity and your well-being. In other words, things... the bad stuff's going to happen from time to time. You're going to have a bad day. You have a bad week. Maybe you have a bad month. Maybe you have a bad year. You have bad relations at work, got a bad job. You got a bad wife, bad husband, bad kids, bad, you name it. That's pretty depressing, isn't it, when you think about all of that together? But if you acknowledge it, if you're mindful of it, and then let it go, easier said than done. I've said that to you, Jennifer. How many times have I said that to you? There is all of that stuff.
Quite a bit.
That's in, and I'm, by the way, I'm not a great example of it either.
You're a
although
worrier.
I'm not so much a worrier. From time to time, I let some of the stuff that's reality in my life, because I do so many things that I tend to, I was just thinking about that, doing things well. I'm going to start something on the farm next year that has never been done, and it'll take a lot of time and focus, and I need to be in it and on it early so that somebody else doesn't, you know, grab the idea. I've been able to do that with my radio. I've always looked over my shoulder and sort of been able to stay a little bit ahead of the rest of the maddening crowd. Sometimes that's not acceptable, especially in a business like radio that doesn't really honor change or difference. That's putting it light, putting it mildly. But then in our lives, we don't really embrace change. You don't like change, do you, Jennifer? Really?
I think it depends on the change, but no, I'm not a big fan of it usually.
Victoria, how about you? You've changed your life. You got married, living with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working for you?
It's working well, thank
good.
You.
Okay, so you embrace that change.
Yeah.
What about other things, though? Are you one who normally accepts and likes and brings change in?
I don't know that I bring it in on purpose, but I try to embrace it when it happens. I try to just, it's a Deepak Chopra kind of thing, but
yeah.
I just sort of try to surrender to the universe whenever I get really stressed out.
Okay.
I just, he had said once, and it really resonated with me, he said, you know what, I surrender myself to the universe and I have no stress. And he also said something that was interesting. Stress only exists in the future and in the past. If you're in the present,
no.
You have no stress.
So
if you're not worrying about or regretting what happened in the past or worrying about what will happen in the future, that's where all the stress is.
Yep. And you can't do anything about it.
Right.
Certainly can't do anything about the past.
Right.
For sure. That's Tolle's philosophy as well. There are a lot of philosophers, contemporary philosophers, who have that same feeling. So, Kara, how about you? What kind of stress do you create in your own life? Because we all create it.
I find that I'm a worrier too, and what Victoria said is I can definitely see that, and that resonates. I think it's easier said than done because I'm the kind of person, and I think everyone does this sometimes, but I'll find myself thinking about something I did like 5 years earlier, and it was just some stupid minuscule thing, but I'm like, why did I do that? And then I'll harp on it, which definitely doesn't help totally unnecessary stress. But it's interesting because you said that a lot of men have trouble with kind of dealing with their emotions and dealing with stress. And I think that that's true. And I think it's partially because men feel were told that they can't express emotions and, you know, crying is weak and all of that.
I was absent on that day when they taught that.
It's good because I found that one of the best ways to relieve stress is crying. And it's not even because you're sad, but it's just such a physical response.
Bring Tavares and heaven must be missing an angel. I'll just sit here and be sad.
Sometimes you're just so frustrated and stressed that you need to sit there and have a good cry, and then afterwards you just feel a lot fresher. At least I do. So, I don't know. That's how I relieve stress.
Okay. So, then you understand the theory behind this position of being happier if you let yourself have the negative feelings and let them go. And it's easy with great affirmations. That affirmation you just used, Victoria, is a perfect example of how, and you say, that stuff doesn't work. Try it. Believe me, it does. It'll set your mind right, especially before you go to bed. Put your head, your mind at ease with something like that that really does adjust the tinfoil between your ears. It just does. I think it's a fabulous way of dealing with stress. All right, now here's something that's extraordinarily stressful. My God, I can't believe that people are doing this, but there's a real problem in our country with people scooping ice cream the wrong way. And it really is something that has to be addressed.
To the right, to the left, what's the problem?
Well, it's the temperature, it's all kinds of stuff. Those of you who are like me that really like ice cream, I would have ice cream every day I actually do. When I'm getting right down to brass tacks, I try to find a way to have a little bit of ice cream here, a little bit there. But the overall, the bigger picture here is to set yourself up so you have an ideal scooping temperature so when you scoop the ice cream, it doesn't come out all messy. Keep your ice cream, if you're like I am, most people, you put the ice cream with the rest of your frozen food, right?
Right.
It's in the same, the freezer's set at about zero. So that's good for storage, but it's too cold for scooping in most cases. And the better the ice cream is, the softening.
You got to let the ice cream soften before you scoop.
But, you know, the better the ice cream, that is, the more butterfat it has, the harder it is to scoop because it's thicker. You can always tell crappy ice cream that has lots of air in it, the stuff that I was going to use a brand name that's common, the national. Hood's isn't national, but you know what I mean. It's
like Haagen-Dazs?
No, that's a good, that's good quality. There's a lot of butterfat in it.
Oh.
So, anyway, if you manage, what did you say?
I don't know. I thought he was looking for a national brand name.
I was looking for a cheap. Sorry. I was looking for a cheap.
Well, then any, like, store counter brand name.
Yeah, I guess. Right. Friendlies. It's crap. Used to be good, but it isn't. Anyway, so if it's high butter fat and it's really cold, you're not going to scoop it well. You need to let it set a bit in order for it thaw a little bit on the kitchen counter, and the ice cream may melt a little bit around the edges. The problem with that is, though, that then there's freezer burn that gets into it. Because when you let it melt a little bit and you put it back in a freezer, have you noticed that? That the stuff around the edges has a little freezer burn to it. But if you want to, the best thing is not to buy big quantities unless you have a big group. Buy it by the pint, buy it by the quart, and use it all at the same sitting. So if you have maybe four people around for dinner, you get a quart and you scoop it all out and you're done with it. Or if you're by yourself and you're really depressed, you want to eat the whole pint. help yourself. So anyway, I just thought that you would want to have, you got to do it the right way. You got to enjoy the ice cream. It needs to be firm. You don't want soup. There's nothing worse than real ice cream that is like soft serve. Yeah. Horrible. My God.
I always microwave mine for 15 seconds or whatever, but it's the same idea of leaving it out because the edges melt and then the middle is still really hard, so I guess I'm not doing it the right way.
Well, what I do is I put the scoop in the hot water if I'm trying to do it. I usually just use a spoon, big spoon, mm-hmm. and you put it in the hot water.
But they say to use cold water so it doesn't, because hot water just melts, it's the same idea, just melts the outside of it. It doesn't get to the core.
Well, it gets you through. It cuts you if the ice cream's still hard and you're too impatient like I am. I take it out of the freezer. I want to eat it right then. I got to wait.
Right.
Unless it's over at Meredith's where the ice cream's all gone. I bring it over and put it in the freezer and it seems to disappear. I don't know where it goes, but anyway, the dog must be eating it. Like the homework, right? Dog eats it. Isn't that what happens? Dog eats your homework? Dog eats the ice cream?
Yep, happens to me all the time.
Oh, my God, what an outrage.
That bad dog. I don't even have a dog, but it's a bad dog.
All right. There's one other food news item here that I think is important for those of you, and I would say you, Victoria, you're not in this group, but Kara and Jennifer are. You're caffeine drinkers, right? So.
Right.
Why am I a caffeine drinker?
I thought you drank coffee. You don't drink coffee?
I don't ever drink coffee.
Really?
You guys are missing out, really.
All right, so Victoria,
who am I working with, you people?
Victoria at least used to drink coffee.
Used to. I never had a cup in my life. So this is for you, Jennifer, and all the people who want to know more about caffeine. You hear me talking, and I will. I'll talk a little bit about the caffeine as it relates to Superbeats. But there's an investigation of caffeine that's been done by a German hospital group. In Germany, they call it café. It's not coffee. It's café. And so what's the bottom line here? Between 10 and 20 grams of caffeine, if you have it, you have to drink 4 gallons of coffee to get that much caffeine into your system, but if you did, it would kill you. Dark roasted coffees have less caffeine than lighter roast. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I had heard that, yes.
Right, yep. And coffee typically has 3 times more caffeine than tea does, or the colas that have caffeine in them. So coffee is the place to get the shot. Science discovered caffeine pollution from human waste in the Pacific Ocean, where they have, you know, there still are places where the sewage goes out into the ocean, and for some reason somebody decided they wanted to test it, and they find, I didn't know that your human waste could survive, but I guess it does. So they're testing the poopies and find that the caffeine pollution stays in your body through the excrement until you get rid of the excrement. So...
I have no idea what that means, but
it means that
I did read a story that if you drink 4 cups of coffee a day, you really like decrease your risk for sudden death. So, yeah,
the caffeine.
I may be pooping coffee, but guess what?
You'll be around long after.
I'll be alive to do it.
Yeah. I think. Do you really not understand what I meant? Do I have to explain the caffeine sticking to the particles of what you haven't digested that goes out of your body through the end tube? I don't have to explain that, do I?
It's okay, it's fine.
Whether you understand it or not, just say no, you don't need to explain it.
I got it, I gotcha. I want to try some of that coffee, though, where monkeys eat the coffee beans, and then they poop it out, and then you're supposed to drink that.
Have fun.
It's supposed to be good. So,
monkey poopuccino.
If you don't want to have all these disgusting things happening to your body, and you want to get away from caffeine and still have the same amount of energy, you need to drink Superbeats, the super food, the circulation super food. 1 glass a day gives your cardiovascular system the power that comes from pushing blood all around your body, and that equalizes your blood pressure, gets blood to your muscles, to your brain. It's a super food. It's all natural, non-GMO beets. They're grown, they're cooked, they're powdered. You get it in a canister, and you get a free canister, a free 30-day supply when you order Super Beets now at DougLikesBeets.com. Get that energy that you feel from caffeine without the caffeine. DougLikesBeats.com. 30-day supply free. Or call 800-655-4183.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
After the hour here on the DJV show, it's time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein. You're an animal lover. You're an animal lover. That just kind of goes without. I think most people are animal lovers. I hope most people in this crowd are animal lovers. And so if you need a place for advice, Warren's website, thepetshow.com, and his radio program, The Pet Show, place to go for all kinds of great advice, including, Warren, a focus on with people following the Houston devastation. You see the picture of the dog carrying a bag of dog food down the street the other day? I thought that was it was extraordinary. I think I talked about that on Monday. And the other things, the harrowing things. And we've made a suggestion, by the way, for those of you who are looking for a place to donate, go to facebook.com/DJV show, and you'll see listed there the ASPCA as one of the places you can. People forget about. Some people forget about the animals. I don't think we do. In a circumstance like this, pets can be very useful, very helpful, but they also need care, right?
You're absolutely right, Doug, and I'm very much involved with some of the rescue work that's going on there. A couple of my friends are heading down with some mobile homes as we speak. And the ASPCA is a great organization. The Humane Society, they all do a lot of work. However, there's another part that people are unaware of. Some of the smaller mom-and-pop rescues down there are just unbelievably hurt. We're in touch with one in a small town in Texas where they had over 100 dogs. They don't even know if some of the dogs are still alive. I posted it on my Facebook page. The pictures are horrendous. They're trying to get these dogs out of there. So, in fact, I'm going to have some people on my show from some of these smaller humane societies and rescue. So my own foundation, my Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, what we're doing is we're finding out the small mom and pops that are not getting the money from the bigger organizations and getting those dogs and cats and whatever animals they have in shape. So donate to whoever you have to donate to, but just make sure you make a donation, because I got to tell you, this is just the beginning. Literally, I'm looking for space now in Los Angeles and in Arizona to bring some of these animals to, just in until they can be reunited once again.
All right, so the Hugs and Kisses Foundation, is that public, or are you the only one who funds it? Do people give to it?
Yeah, no,
as
people
well.
Can donate to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. It's a 501c3. It's totally tax deductible. And every single penny, and here's something that's real important to me, and you know me a long time, Doug.
Yep.
Every single penny that comes into the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund immediately goes out. And as a matter of fact, here's our logo. My goal is to be the poorest humane society in the country. And the reason for that is I believe that if I have money in the bank and there's an animal that's hurting, then I'm not doing the right thing. So as soon as the money comes into Hugs and Kisses, we just sent a whole bunch out to the small organizations out there. So it's important. Whatever you want to donate to ASPCA, you may say they all do good work. Bottom line is we're trying to help those smaller mom and pops that really may be kind of at the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm. So hugsandkisses.com is another place.
Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org is the way to
go. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, there's a new study which basically, if you believe, as I do, and I think most of us here do, understand feng shui, energy, where you put things in your house, how things are organized, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there's a focus on feng shui for pets. How does that work?
First of all, let me tell you about feng shui for me. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Really?
It. I
oh,
put
it's
with
fabulous.
Things on top of
energy.
My head, things to the right, yeah. things to the left. I have no energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, here's the bottom line with dogs. They say, be certain, and I don't get this, but be certain that where your pets hang out and where they sleep, there's no beams above their head. I don't understand that.
Beams?
Beams, like really? Wooden beams, exposed wooden beams. Don't ever situate your pet's areas near electronic devices. They say, consider switching from a water bowl to a pet fountain, which I'm a big fan of. If you have fish, don't keep them in the bedroom. I don't understand that, but they say fish in the bedroom is not good feng shui, keeping everything organized. And this is the one that really gets me. When you have two dogs, you're introducing one dog to another dog. If you attach a green tag to each dog's collar, it says they'll get along really well and stay calm.
Really?
Let me tell you, I've worked with a lot of Cujos in my day. I've got to tell you, I don't think a green tag is going to stop them from being
I do believe in feng shui, though. I believe in energy.
You know, my wife Denise does also, so there are things in my house, face the chair. I can't see the TV that way, hon, but face it that way. It's good feng shui.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, listen, I believe in anything that makes you feel better, anything that makes you more comfortable. And as I get older, I'm starting to believe in a lot of things I didn't believe in when I was younger.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, I guess there's a certain amount, you know, like when we redid our house, we have a staircase that looks at the front door. Oh, man, it's like I killed somebody. People come in, that's bad feng shui. You can't have a staircase facing the front
Doesn't
door.
Most everybody's, I don't think of the house.
I would think, but I guess
you open the front door and there's a stairway. I can't
there
imagine.
There.
I
bad can't feng shui.
Think about a house that I've lived in that didn't have the stairway right by the door. Open the door, upstairs. There you go.
So anyway, note where your pets are. I just say make sure that they're comfortable. If they look comfortable, leave them alone. If they have a fountain, I'm a big fan of the water fountain, though, because a lot of pets aren't drinking enough water.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.